Welcome to Movie Crush, a production of iHeartRadio. Hey, everybody, and welcome to Movie Crush, 29-minute edition here with Noel Brown.
What's the word I'm looking for? A speed mini?
Speed round?
Speed run, that's it.
So, Noel, we're just going to jump right into it because we got two things to cover this week.
All right.
And the first one is something I tried to cover a few weeks ago, and it's since been on there a long time. Another edition of everyone's favorite, Up With Fudge. As a mug. Up With Fuck. Yeah. This is when the movie crushers log on to the old Facebook page, tell us what their favorite use of the F word is, their favorite F bomb. And it's so funny, Noel, because I'm now noticing I must have some sort of profanity filter set up. There are probably 100 comments that are hidden from the page that I'm not able to even see.
What? Because it's too filthy?
Well, because it has an F-bomb in there. I need to go into the settings and just say that people can be as filthy as they want to be.
Oh, got it. I see. It's specifically for the group.
Yeah, it's some setting, I guess. So I'm sorry to everyone whose comments are hidden because it looks like all the F-bombs that made it through are creative uses or fucking, like not just straight up F-bombs. So
got it.
This is Up With Fucking then, I guess.
All right.
It's very interesting. Facebook can be very prudish sometimes, Noel.
It can. It's a very divisive place, to say the least.
Well, you think about your F-bomb that you like, and I'm going to start bottom up with Hans Bronsel. Says
these names.
I know. I'm fucking surfing, man. From Point Break.
Point Break.
Great quote. Love it.
It's wonderful.
Alfie Brady. Boy, this is a good one, too, from one of my favorite movies, The Limey. Tell him I'm coming. You tell him I'm fucking coming.
Mm-hmm.
God, what a great movie.
That's a good one. What's that guy's name? The main dude?
Terrence Stamp.
He's not in enough stuff. I love him.
Yeah, he's amazing.
He's in that really bad Eddie Murphy movie, The Haunted Mansion. He plays like the creepy butler.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure that check cleared, though. You know what I mean?
Oh, no doubt.
Matt LaMontagne says, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, you're cool, and fuck you, I'm out. That is Half-Baked.
Oh, yeah.
You remember that?
Uh-huh.
Our oldest of pals, Stellan Carlson, says, what's a fuck ass from Donnie Darko? And they also had another good fuck from that scene.
Suck a fuck.
Yeah. How exactly does one suck a fuck?
That's right.
I haven't seen that in a while, man. That was one of my favorites.
I had a conversation with some of my gamer buddies about whether it held up or not, and they're all very snobby hipster types. They feel like it did for the most part, and I need to rewatch it. But yeah. I loved that movie.
I did too. Like, I was a bona fide Donnie Darko freak. Mm-hmm. Saw the director's cut when it came out in the theater.
That wasn't so good though. That had a lot of extra bullshit that I don't think it needed. Didn't it have like whole extra things, like these digital kind of like vignettes? And it was kind of like, odd.
I feel like the story was fleshed out a little more in terms of the book from the old lady. But maybe I'm wrong. I can't really remember, actually. That was a long time ago. I was living in L.A. when that came out. Loved that movie. And that was my first Jake Gyllenhaal jam.
That was everybody's first, wasn't it?
I mean, technically the first was probably City Slickers 2. He was the little kid in that, but as far as real Jake Gyllenhaal, I love that guy. He can't be in too many movies, as far as I'm concerned. He makes interesting choices.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. He's evolved interestingly. He knows how to kind of pull off different looks. He never feels like he's the same. He's not typecast. Like, he's really an interesting actor. And it's so cool that he started with such an odd movie. And it really, you know, his career has just progressed in interesting directions.
Sorry, boy, Richard Kelly, though. Talk about not progressing.
What happened with him, man? Did you see Southland Tales,
the
weird musical?
No, I heard didn't even fun. Want to.
Yeah, I heard it's fun and weird, but not good. What else did he do that was that sucked?
Not much, dude. I mean, how can you like be that big of a sort of it guy as a filmmaker and then fall away so quickly?
Well, isn't it one of those things where it's like you have your whole life up to that point to make your first movie, and then you gotta just churn them out, you know? I don't know.
Maybe
he just had one real good idea in him, and he'd been like cultivating it for a very long time, and then.
I mean, I'm looking now. He made Donnie Darko. He made Southland Tales, and then he made The Box.
The Box was like a kind of a Twilight Zone-y type story that I did. I heard it was not particularly anything. It was. Just
I heard
kind
it
of,
was not very good too. And that dude, that was 11 years ago.
And what a bummer.
Apparently he's making a Rod Serling biopic, it says.
Huh.
That he's writing and directing, which would be interesting, I think.
That could be interesting. That guy's sort of a man of mystery to me. You know, obviously he appears in every episode of the original Twilight Zone series, but I don't know a hell of a lot about him. Like, he obviously
nothing.
Created the show and wrote a lot of the episodes, and a really interesting guy, but that's promising sounding. And you know how I feel about biopics, but I know nothing about this guy.
I love that's your movie pet peeve, is a movie about something real. It's so specific.
It's not that I don't, I often like them. It's just, like I said, like I wouldn't like put one on purpose. Like
you have to accidentally stumble upon one and hit your head and not be able to move for a little while.
Yeah.
While the movie plays in front of you.
Like with those Clockwork Orange lid lock things on, you know, like that's the only way I can consume rom-coms or biopics.
All right. Let me go with Bill Ryan here. All right, Mr. Fucking Compassion. I'll get him a doctor. That is Reservoir Dogs. Nice guy, Eddie.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, no one can deliver a fuck line like Harvey Keitel. one of the best.
He's great. He's got a certain gravitas to his fucks. Not
he does.
Gonna lie.
Absolutely.
I feel like I know we've done this segment before, and I'm sure it had to have come up in the previous edition. But this is what happens, Larry, when you fuck a stranger in the ass.
Yeah.
Absolutely. This is what happens, Larry.
Chris LaFrance, fucking machine took my quarter from Slapshot. Michael McCord says from In Bruges. Harry, it's an inanimate fucking object. You're an inanimate fucking object.
Only, I bet he pronounced it more like fucking.
Yeah, fucking.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't try and do the accent. I should have. Shelby, ooh, interesting. Shakaliak. God, I love these bottom-up names, Noel. Nice fucking model, honk honk, from Beetlejuice. I should have stressed fuck in there a little more.
Yeah, Beetlejuice wasn't R. That was probably the one fuck that it got. It got that one fuck. And obviously it had some like horror type makeup effects, but I believe Beetlejuice was PG-13.
One of my favorite jokes in that movie is when he's in the waiting room and he's sitting next to the guy with the shrunken head.
So funny.
And
you've
he leans
this before.
Over and
it's
goes,
so good.
Let me ask you a question here. How do you get him down so small?
Exactly.
And then he switches tickets.
Uh-huh.
So
and then he shrinks his head, and it gave us another action figure to have for that movie.
I guess so.
Uh-huh.
Where is that sequel? I think that was going to happen at one point.
I heard it was. Yeah, there was definitely talk.
I'd check that out.
I would love that. I'd love to see Tim Burton do literally anything interesting, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
Did you see Dumbo? I had no desire to see it. None.
None.
Not even an inkling.
It's been a while since I've seen a Tim Burton movie. No.
He's become this Disney shill, dude. It's just like, I'm sure it's just a money thing. I mean, Big Eyes was cool. I did like that one. We talked about this.
Ugh.
You didn't like it?
No.
You didn't like it. You thought the character was too smarmy. Something rubbed you the wrong way about that character, I think.
I didn't like the movie at all. And the big thing that rubbed me that was the casting. was that he cast Christoph Waltz to play a man from Oklahoma.
It is true that Christoph Waltz can really only do that one thing.
That's Werner Herzog.
I know. It's the only. That's all I know, Chuck. It's all I know.
I just could not get over that accent, playing an American with a clearly Austrian or German accent.
Well, that is true. It didn't bother me as much as it did you for some reason. I kind of
and I didn't like it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't think it was very good. Let me see. Jason R. Browder says, Monique laughing, you're fucked in Beer Fest.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. I didn't see that one.
I didn't see that either. Those are for my guys, too. Those are the Broken Lizard fellas.
Uh-huh. Yeah, for sure.
I'll have to check that out. I think she said feck. What's the difference? The letter U.
That's good.
Almost Famous, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, yeah. That doesn't ring a bell.
Zooey Deschanel.
She's in Almost Famous?
Mm-hmm. She's the sister.
Oh, that's right. Yep.
Kat Giambruno, one of our old pals, says, from The Wedding Singer, but it was all bullshit. It was a goddamn joke. And when I think of you, Linda, I hope you fucking choke.
Wow. It rhymes, too.
Yeah, that might have been in a song, if I'm not mistaken. I haven't seen that movie in a long time, though. And I think I've only seen it once, if I'm being honest. David Rumor says, from Braveheart, my father says I'll be okay, but he's pretty sure you're fucked. That's a good one. Marissa Tomei's What the Fuh at the end of Spider-Man Homecoming. Sometimes the best fucks are almost fucks. That's from Daniel McCoy. Yeah, that's true. That can be played for laughs.
Especially if it's like a PG movie or something.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
You think it's
and
coming.
You stop short. Yeah.
This is from Jake Nielsen. Paul Dano's earth-shattering first word in Little Miss Sunshine when he just screams fuck.
Oh God, yes, because he's like mute, like but for
vow of
like,
silence.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, what so a great. Movie that is! What a movie that is!
Yeah, that's when
so
he
what happens.
Out he
what brings it on? Something traumatic happens, like where he like really has to respond.
He feels he learns he can't become a pilot because I think he's colorblind.
That's right.
If I'm not mistaken.
That's right. You're absolutely. That's exactly what it was. Yeah.
Jim Crawford says from Glengarry Glen Ross, Alec Baldwin's great line, are you interested? I know you are because it's fuck or walk. That movie's got a lot of great fucks in it. A
lot of them.
I haven't seen that in a while, man.
I haven't either.
Stone Cold classic.
What's his name? David Mamet, right?
Yeah, man. Boy, is it good. Life Aquatic. From Grant Woody. Hennessy.
You're just going to change that pronunciation every time, huh?
I might. Hennessy says this, is this my espresso machine? How did you get my espresso machine? We fucking stole it, man.
Amazing.
Ray Fiennes in Bruges. Again, you're an inanimate fucking object from Sar Chile. That's gotten a few votes, actually. Let me see here. Elijah Hooper, half of one from Hamilton. Dear sir, I hope this letter finds you in good health and in a prosperous enough position to put wealth in the pockets of people like me down on their luck, you see, that was my wife who you decided to fuck.
Oh, wow. I'm a big fan of the low fuck. Fuck. That's good.
Just watched Seventh Son. Jeff Bridges muttering fucking witches as he walks away. It was pretty great. That is from Kara Lynn Velderman. All right, let's do a couple more of these, Noel, because we gotta gotta move it along today. Old pal Austin Debsky says this. A bunch of goddamn fucking hippies. Rick Dalton as he stares in disgust out of his living room window with a picture of margarita in his hand. So great.
Amazing.
Classic movie already, Noel.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's funny. It was a little divisive, though. I saw some folks on the page, on the Crushers page, talking about how they thought it was boring or it was just like a amalgam of, like, you know, 60s stock footage beauty shots.
Yeah.
Which I think misses the point entirely. But, you know, not people feel how they feel.
That's
and
true.
I can understand that to a degree because it is a little slow, maybe. It doesn't feel like much happens, but and then it just goes off the rails. But I loved it. Although I will say I walked away from it the first time being a little head scratchy. And the more I thought about it, the more I talked about it with you and Casey and others, the more I really, really enjoyed it. And watching it the second time, I loved it.
I think it's interesting, Noel, from the last episode, you did not know what on rails meant, but you know what off the rails means.
Yeah, you know, that's true. But the expression was cornering like it's on rails. I don't think of rails as being very cornery. I think of them as being very straight. So that's why it was confusing. Like, uh-huh. I've never heard of a train that takes a hard left, you know? Right. Like, yeah.
Oh, I'm just picturing a conductor being like, how do you get there? Yeah, you go up there, take a left, make another right, make two lefts.
Exactly.
And the conductor going, I can't do that. We go straight.
Exactly. We are at the mercy of the rails. Have you not heard the expression, on the rails? Off the rails. Off the rails is good. I like that one.
All right, Noel, we're going to move on to... someone on the Crushers page did a poll to see what the favorite segments were, and Noel's Holes won.
Oh, cool.
That is the favorite segment that we do on the show, apparently.
Get a lot of love from those nice people on the Movie Crushers page.
So that's what we're going to do, Noel. It's been a minute since
done
Noel's Holes.
It's time for Noel's Holes.
Is that Kermit the Frog voice?
It was. we're going to go with the thriller edition, and we may have done this before. I'm not sure.
Ah,
but a few of these, it may be repeaters, but it's hard to remember. You know, I don't keep a spreadsheet of all of our bits.
I think it's fine.
All right, Noel, I'm going to keep score. Oh shoot, I don't have my trusty Sharpie. What am I going to do?
You're going to make two columns with hash marks.
I'll just do it like I used to.
I know.
On the old computer.
When you made me keep score that one time, and I did in a very bizarre way.
That was almost avant-garde.
I loved it. You really gave me some shit.
I did, Noel. All right, okay. So we're going to start with this one. A little thriller from Martin Scorsese, Shutter Island.
I know the twist, so I must have seen it, right?
Here we go. Already out of the gate.
I must have seen it. Yeah, I saw it. I watched it on TV. I remember. I wasn't right. Blown away by it. It didn't leave an indelible impression upon me.
Okay. I'll count it.
Thank you.
Number two, Noel, a recent thriller with Jake Gyllenhaal. A pretty creepy little great movie called Nightcrawler.
Yeah, I loved it. Really loved that. He got real gaunt and like weird looking for that one. He has like he grew extra cheekbones or something. It's weird. Like... His face got longer or something. I don't know exactly how you do that, what the term is, but loved Nightcrawler.
Agreed. Great movie. Really good movie.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, Noel, a classic from thriller master Alfred Hitchcock, a little movie called Rear Window.
Yeah, of course. What a good trope. Okay. The whole idea, you know, witnessing the crime, you know. And then trying to solve it. It was so fun. Such a cool movie.
All right. I think you're going to crush this one, Noel.
I love a good thriller. Yeah. I do love a thriller.
I knew this is sort of up your alley. I wasn't trying to humiliate you this time. next up, we have a movie that I am pretty sure you've seen. A movie called Black Swan.
Sure. Old Aronofsky.
Yep. You're killing it, Noel. 100%. Yeah.
I haven't seen it since it came out, though.
I haven't either. Yeah. I'd like to.
I would, too.
I saw it in the theater, even. It was great.
I did as well, yeah.
No one can pull the strings like Aronofsky, you know? No one can make you squirm in the seat quite like him.
Real divisive guy, though, man. I really enjoyed that movie, Mother.
I haven't seen it.
It's very unpleasant. You got to watch it, Chuck. There's one you got to watch. I want you to watch that one and so we can discuss it because it's so divisive and I'm really interested to see what you think because some people just hated it because
it was
promoted like a horror movie, but it really is just a bonkers, mean-spirited art house flick. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, I'm going to, it's been on the list, but it's one of those that I know is a tough watch. So I've been like, not in the mood. Mm-hmm. Did you see his Noah movie? He made a movie about Noah from the Bible.
It's got rock monsters in it, dude.
How weird is that?
It's real weird. They're like these weird stop motion-y looking rock monsters, which I believe are in the Bible. They're certain types of angels or something like that, and they literally look like these transformers that are made out of like boulders. It's real strange. No, I did not. I just saw like some clips and stuff, but
all right, Noel, we're gonna move on. A very good sort of little more brainy thriller, I think. The Talented Mr. Ripley.
Saw that in the theaters, yeah.
All right.
That was hot off the heels of... that was really when Damon started being a big deal. I mean, he was obviously a big deal from the start, but it was probably his next big movie after excuse me, after Good Will Hunting?
Mm-hmm. I think so. Good movie.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Noel, a movie I am pretty positive you've seen. Really, really good movie called Prisoners.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Awesome movie with Paul Dano, right?
Yeah, and that was actually filmed in Georgia, and that's your boy, the director that you love so much, that we all love so much,
Villeneuve.
Yeah,
he's a treasure. Villeneuve. I can't wait for his Dune movie. He's done good work with Gyllenhaal as well. He did that movie Enemy, which I believe you enjoyed as well.
So great. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. He's great. He's one of the best.
He really is
one of the new masters.
Truly, truly.
All right, Noel, maybe you should shoot for 100% here. Maybe that's the new game.
Is it possible? We'll see.
No, I don't think so. The next movie I have on the list is a little thriller with Miss Kathy Bates called Misery.
Misery, yes. I definitely have seen that one. It's the one where she's really stingy and won't give anybody any money. She's a miser. No? Oh, yeah, it's the one where she breaks James Caan's feet.
She hobbles him.
That's right. Oh, what a
He was
scene.
Great in that, too. That whole movie was great. Noel, you are 7 for 7, my friend.
Who directed Misery? It was somebody's... What's his name? Opie. Wasn't it Opie?
Oh, was that a Ron Howard jam?
I want to say yes.
That sounds familiar because I think I remember it being like a change of pace. Oh, no, Rob Reiner. Close.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
But again, a change of pace.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Really well paced, and like Kathy Bates win an Oscar for that? Because she's just so bonkers.
I think she did. Yeah. If she didn't, then she was robbed.
No, she did. Academy Award for Best Actress in a Leading Role.
Yeah, boy, she crushed it in that. Mm-hmm. And that was she had been in stuff, but that was, I feel like, her first like really big thing.
Yeah, it's an actor's dream role, you know.
James Caan was good too. It's very easy to overlook him.
Uh-huh.
In that movie, I think.
I agree.
All right, another movie from Martin Scorsese, Noel. The remake of Cape Fear.
Funny, Chuck. I watched it very recently, and I watched it in bed, and I fell asleep, and I woke up kind of at the end.
How much did you watch?
I don't know. I would say 50%.
I'm going to put that in the no category then.
I'm failing now at my 100.
Hey, there are other ones on here. I know you haven't seen those. So
there's a real creepy scene though, where like super young and beautiful Juliette Lewis like is like forcibly tongue kissed by old creepy fucking Robert De Niro.
Yeah, he puts his thumb in her mouth.
That's it. Yeah,
and then they tongue kiss. It's very, very crawl out of your skin type of scene.
Yeah, it is. It is.
But, you know, it definitely does its job.
Totally.
In that scene. All right. A movie from Brian De Palma starring John Travolta called Blowout.
I haven't seen it.
Okay.
I haven't seen it. Have we talked about Phantom of the Paradise, Chuck? Did I mention that on the show?
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago.
It's one I need
to check out.
It's so cool. The music alone. It's like if you like stuff like Hedwig and Rocky Horror and that kind of rock opera thing. It's so that, and it's really weird and like it's so interesting that he made that movie. It's not like anything else he's ever done.
Brian De Palma is one of the masters. He's made a lot of really bad movies, but a lot of really great movies. It's sort of interesting career wise. All right, Noel, I'm going to move on to a foreign film, the Dutch version of the great, great movie, The Vanishing.
Mm.
Not the American remake.
Right. Nick Nolte, wasn't he in The American? Who was in The American?
I want to say Kiefer Sutherland.
Yeah, it was. You're totally right. It was definitely Kiefer Sutherland. You know, I can't remember. I don't think so.
Okay. Good movie.
It's just about, like, the guy's wife just disappears, right? And then he's, like, frantically searching for her the whole time. And
that's right.
And then there's a twist, I guess.
Yeah. Really good movie.
Cool.
Check out the Dutch version, everybody listening.
I will.
All right, Noel, a movie that came out not too long ago from the smash hit book starring Emily Blunt, The Girl on the Train.
Yeah. 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 Yeah, I watched that. It was good. I liked that.
Okay.
One.
Sounded unsure?
No, I'm conflating it with Gone Girl in my head.
Yeah, different movie.
The Gone Girl on the Train. This should be a mashup of those two. Was it the same writer, though?
No.
No.
I don't think so.
Got it.
Another Hitchcock classic, Noel, a little movie called Vertigo.
Yeah, love that one. With, what's her name? Don't tell me. No, tell me.
Kim Novak, I think?
Yeah, Kim Novak. Yeah, it's great. I don't want to spoil anything. I'm telling you, folks, if you haven't dug into... I know that Hitchcock was apparently a monster and treated his actors like shit and like abusive and stuff, but damned if he didn't get results. And a lot of those movies... they hold up and they have genuinely fascinating twists and turns, and they're just real cool. Yeah.
They're all great. He was a master for a reason. All right, Noel, a little indie movie from the 90s, I think 90s, called One False Move.
No, haven't even heard of it.
It was really good. It was sort of a smaller indie, directed by Carl Franklin, and it was starring and co-written by Billy Bob Thornton before he was a big deal. This is 1992. Really good movie.
Okay.
Okay, that's a no.
Let's check it out, yeah.
Another Scorsese movie, Noel. There's three of those on here, called The Grifters.
I have not seen The Grifters, no. Okay. I haven't seen Mean Streets either. Or what's the America one? Is it with America in the name? Once Upon a Time in America?
And that was not Scorsese.
It wasn't?
Mm-mm.
Who was that?
I think it was Once Upon a Time in America. Sergio Leone actually directed that. I think.
Holy shit.
Which is weird.
I don't know why I thought that, why I connected that with him. I haven't seen a lot of his early stuff. I've obviously seen Taxi Driver, which is a classic, but I need to see. Yeah, The Grifters. It looks cool.
Grifters is great, and Mean Streets is stone cold classic.
Awesome.
All right, Noel, you are 9-5. You're Dolly Parton right now.
Yeah, I'll take it.
So we're going to move on. I think you've seen this. You okay?
What's going on? I'm good. Did you hear about that horrible thing that that guy from Squidbillies said about Dolly Parton, and he totally got fired by your buddy who does that? Does that show?
I did. And yeah. I actually texted Dave Willis about that and told him I was sorry he had to go through that.
He said, rough.
Yeah.
What a fucking idiot, though, man.
Tough,
that guy.
Tough weekend.
I just really shit the bed, man. It was true colors. And, you know, I saw Unknown Henson play a couple times, and I always thought it was just kind of a shtick, and I think everybody did. And then you realize, like, oh, buddy, this guy.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good way to find yourself out of a job that you had for 10 years.
Yeah, that like you can literally still continue to do during pandemic. Yeah. And when you can't tour, like, what I mean, I hope he saved his shekels.
Basic Instinct, Noel, is the next one.
Yeah, it's that one's good, man. That one's who directed that?
It's Verhoeven jam, isn't it?
Verhoeven, that's exactly right. Yeah, no, I really that's a good one. Sort of set the tone for all these erotic thrillers back in those days. There were so many because that one did so well.
No, the next one on the list from Kevin Costner. Great, great sort of intrigue thriller called No Way Out.
No, you're stumping me, man. You're stumping me with some of these. No Way Out. Tell me about it.
Good movie. Military intrigue. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay. Got it.
Very good movie. Another Brian De Palma movie. Very, very kind of disturbing and weird and cool movie called Body Double.
No. Of that period of his, is that 70s? Seems 70s.
80s.
80s.
And very 80s.
Have you seen Sisters with Margot Kidder? That. It's great. It's one of his from the 70s. And
yeah, I know the movie.
It's real cool, dude. I highly recommend that one.
Yeah, I got to check that out. Mm-hmm. All right, Noel, three more. It is 7-10. So if you whiff on all three of these, it's a tie.
Okay.
But I don't think you're going to, because I have a feeling you've even seen this next movie.
All right.
And perhaps all three.
We'll see.
A movie where Christian Bale loses a lot of weight called The Machinist.
I didn't see it. I mean, I'm obviously familiar with it. I never watched it all the way through.
Okay.
Yep.
See, it always ends up close, Noel.
Yeah, it does. Well, you always throw some curveballs at me, Chuck. And it's right, good because it gives me stuff to add to my list.
10 to 8 with 2 to go. I think you definitely saw this movie, which is actually, for a modern day sort of popcorn thriller, not too bad, I think. A movie called Disturbia.
We've talked about this, that you kind of liked it, right?
Shia LaBeouf?
Shia LaBeouf. Yeah, no, I didn't see it. Isn't it a Rear Window trope kind of movie?
It is, in fact.
Yes.
Like the man next door, is he a killer or not?
That's right.
But you did not see it.
No, I'm whiffing, dude. I'm whiffing.
Well, look at this, Noel. 10 to 9. It comes down to the last one.
Oh, God.
I think you've seen this. A little movie from David Fincher, starring Jodie Foster, called Panic Room.
I've seen Panic Room, yeah.
Look at you.
With Dwight Yoakam. That's who I always remember. I wasn't crazy about it, because I was such a David Fincher stan.
It was just okay.
It was just okay, yeah.
Yeah, I remember
being a little nonplussed.
It's a two-thumb movie.
Yep.
All right, Noel, 11 to 9. You squeaked it out. You eked it out. You were on rails. You were off the rails, and then back on the rails.
And then I got back on. Thank
God.
Cornering
on rails.
Ugh.
Good job.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you for the vote of confidence. I wish you hadn't have floated this whole pie in the sky idea of getting 100, because then it was, you know. There's a way. Where there's a will, there's a way, Chuck.
All right, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. Sorry this one was a little bit shorter than usual, but I've got to interview the great Lauren Vogelbaum coming up here very shortly.
What are you guys talking about?
Videodrome.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, right?
Hell yeah. Real quick, I know you got to go. Did you see that David Cronenberg's son has a real cool looking movie coming out called Possessor?
No, but that does not surprise me.
It's totally it could be a Cronenberg movie. It's about totally body horror.
I love it.
But it looks real stylish, and it looks really cool. It's got Andrea Riseberg in it, who I adore, and I can't wait to see it.
Well, I look forward to that, and I look forward to talking to you again next week, my friend.
Same.
All right. Goodbye, everybody.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.